أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون until the end of the ayat. O you who believe, do not let your wealth or your children distract you from the remembrance of Allah. Those who do so, they are the losers. And spend from that which we have given you before death comes to one of you and he says, My Rabb, if you would give me a chance for a little while, then I would give sadaqah and be from the pious. But Allah shall not give any chances to any soul when its time comes and Allah knows what you do. Note, becoming busy in family or money matters usually becomes an obstacle in obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. The household, the family, riches and property, all shall have to be left behind and we shall leave the world helpless. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when death comes to a person who had enough wealth to perform hajj and to give zakat, and yet he did not do so, then he would wish to return to this world. Someone said to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu that only a kafir wishes to return to the world, not a Muslim. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu read this ayat and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this ayat for the Muslims. The Quran Majeed over and over again reminds us that the time of death has been fixed for every person and that there can be no delay. Man keeps thinking of giving sadaqah, but he carries on delaying till he dies suddenly while sitting, walking or sleeping. Therefore, we should not delay in doing good deeds, but we should spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as soon as deposited with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's encouragement for us here. There's many places in the world where the Muslims are being affected. We mentioned before, Libya, Morocco, recently they had floods, etc., and earthquakes. Now Palestine also has problems. Assistance is needed. So wherever we can spend, make dua for them and spend and send money wherever there's collections for these places where assistance is required. Allah Ta'ala give us barakah and tawfiq.